Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Randy Sowers, husband, father, and business owner from Belle Fourche, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in his life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Randy Sowers shares what God has been doing in his life.
So today in Scripture, we hear about loving our enemies. And I kind of want to focus on that a little bit. Insofar as the fact that I think many times when we think of this, we think of somebody, extremist groups that have bombed and killed innocent people, and how we're called to love them, like ISIS and what they did to the Christians over in the Middle East. And it is true, we do need to love them as well, but how many of us in our own lives don't talk to somebody because of something we heard that they said or something that they did in some way that they persecuted us? How often are we praying for them as Christ calls us to pray for those who persecute you? And we don't seek to forgive. We hold that against them, which may or may not be true. In the sense of, I know many times in managing people, what is said is not what is heard. And if somebody is trying to do something kind and good for somebody and they just don't communicate that well, or the person receiving it doesn't receive it well, many times people are hurt by this action. And then we might even feel called to confront them about this. And they say, well, I don't remember doing that. It's because that's not what they were trying to communicate most of the time. Not every time, but a lot of the times we allow such little things to come between us and our friends or people that we know or relatives. Many times you see this inside of families. And I believe that's what the Lord is really calling us to. I know in my own life, there's been times where I am highly agitated with those that I love or highly hurt by them, or I really don't want to talk to them. I don't want to pray for them. I don't want to forgive them. And yet this cuts to the heart that I do need to love them and I do need to pray them, because maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I didn't hear that the way they intended it. Maybe, just maybe. But if I first follow Christ's teaching on this, I will love them. And in loving them, that means I forgive them. And in forgiving them, that means I pray for them. And I ask God to bless them. And that frees me. That doesn't bind me, it frees me. And it's so incredibly sad in my own life in the times that I have allowed things to get in the way of relationship with others, and that I have not followed Christ's teaching on this for my own benefit. And if we are to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, we love them where they're at, and we pray for them, and we forgive them. In marriage prep, we went and saw an older priest who was retired, who we heard his marriage teaching was very good. And so we just, outside of our normal marriage prep, went out to visit with him. And he told us a story about how important forgiveness is inside of marriage, because that is my primary vocation, but it's also many of our primary vocations. And I think this is just a great example of forgiveness in general, and how we're called not only to love our spouses, who can and do hurt us from time to time, but also all those around us. And I think if we're called to love our enemies and to love those who persecute us and pray for those who persecute us and to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, I think it starts with forgiveness. And so this priest told the story of a man and a woman who were fighting, called him and wanted to meet. And they have done, the woman had called every time, and she had done this before, and then she doesn't show up for the meeting. And this time, he said, I have an hour. If you can get here right away. They were arguing up the sidewalk into his home, into the rectory. And they sat down. He said, we pray here first. And so they prayed. And as soon as they got done praying, the woman says, we are married on a Friday, and he's with another woman on a Saturday. And so he tried to work with them in this, and I don't know if the man denied it or not, or if it was true or not, but that was the perception. And so he tried to work with the lady on forgiving him and tried to work with him as well. That weekend was their 50th wedding anniversary. And that's how long she has been holding this against him. And he was 18 years sober. They didn't have a lot of money. And so the priest threw he did a renewal of their wedding vows at the end of Mass that Sunday. And he threw a little reception for them at the church hall. And the man was on just cloud nine, in an incredible place. And then I think it was about 6 weeks later, he killed himself. And when he killed himself, that's when the priest knew that she never forgave him. Life and death is what we're dealing with here, as far as forgiveness. And when we hold things against people for a mistake they made, because we think ourselves that we would never do that to somebody, or that we're so much better than our neighbor. And when we finally actually just start forgiving each other and loving each other where we're at through these mistakes that we've made, then we're truly being the Christians Christ has called us to be. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for giving us the gift of forgiveness. Thank you for your mercy and sending your only begotten Son to die for us, when we ourselves have persecuted you through our sins. Lord, I ask that you give us the grace today to reconcile any relationships that we are harboring unforgiveness or hatred or ill will, that we may reach out and ask forgiveness and seek reconciliation with these individuals in our lives. Give us the grace to pray for them, to love them, and to forgive them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.